This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
In prayer, the unawakened sinners are to be converted to awakened sinners. There are two weapons to use: the weapon of the gospel preached and the weapon of prayer, so that God will convert unawakened sinners to awakened sinners. Two or three people pray that this will sink.
Father, we thank you for your word that is coming clear and with power, reaching out to us. Lord, I ask that it will sink into our hearts and it will come out in our lives as we preach the word. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, that the scales will fall off the eyes of those who are in the church that have never come to the place of being an awakened sinner. So that as your servant is preaching, they will receive salvation and be truly converted right here and now. Lord, I ask that this will sink, oh God, that in our ministry to the lost, we will apply it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for revealing these things from your word, which does not change and cannot be broken. Lord, thank you for this conversion again. Lord, you promise to be with us. We are seeing you move. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank you for the pathway to true conversion. Lord, we thank you because we cannot negotiate it. We must present it like that. And I thank you for reminding it to me. Lord, I will present the gospel that way and allow you to do the rest. Lord, allow me to focus and make sure that I bring the unawakened sinner, first of all, to be awakened on his sin, to be troubled, to notice, to confront his sin, and desire a solution. Lord, give me the capacity of bringing a sinner to see what his sins are doing to God. And the capacity to bring him to be cut in the heart. Lord, I pray that instead of fearing that they may just leave and flee away, that I will just preach and bring them and bring the unawakened sinner to see, to be awakened on his sin. and to prefer him to see it and decide not to believe. Rather than to treat him lightly. Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Lord, we bless you for this message today. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to be true evangelizers, to be true evangelists. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us about your way. Thank you, Lord, because you are showing us, Lord, that it's not about us just talking about you to the sinners. It's not just about us trying to gain souls for you, Lord, but it's about you doing your work through us. Lord, we bless you because you are teaching us, Lord, that we have to show you, Lord, to the sinner first, Lord, and let you work, Lord, in his heart or her heart so that he or she can be saved. Lord, we bless you because you recall us, you remind us, Lord, that it's not just about us even preaching the gospel, but it's about us praying first, Lord, for the lost. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because as we go out and preach, as we go out and talk to you, to our friends, to the people in the streets, to the people in our family, Lord, we often get frustrated. We often get upset, Lord, confused, Lord, because they don't respond to what we do, to what we say to get them to become Christians. But Lord, you are teaching us, Lord, that it's not about us doing just what we know, what we think we know, Lord, but it's about you, Lord. It's about you working in them, Lord. And it's about us depending on you to work in them. Thank you, Lord, for this message. We pray that you protect this message in our hearts and in our minds so that, Lord, in the future, we won't forget, Lord, that we have to lean on you and we have to show you, Lord, to the sinner and to pray for the sinner so that the sinner will be converted to you. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, I pray that this truth, oh God, will be worked in our heart, that we will believe these truths, Lord, that we will stop changing the scripture. Lord, I pray for myself that I will stop trying to make it look good. I'll preach it as it is, oh God. I'll preach it as it is, oh God, that I will not change it just to make the sinner come or to make him happy. I pray that, Lord, that men that will preach the gospel that bring men to confront their sin. Oh God, cause us to preach such gospel, to preach the gospel that the Lord Jesus preached. Father, enable us to preach the truth, Lord. Preach the gospel that the Lord Jesus preached unto, Lord, they carry stones, they wanted to stone him. Oh Father, Lord, even with the example that just gave, Lord. Oh, the example of his life, how, Lord, people were angry, the things that he preached, Lord, left people uncomfortable. Forgive me for struggling to make people comfortable. I pray that I'll preach the true gospel. I will preach the true gospel as it is, Lord. I'll not try to water it down or try to make it look good. I pray that none of us here will do it. That we'll preach the word for what is, Lord, for what it is, oh God. We cannot, Lord, we cannot make it better. Your word is good for what it is, oh God. We cannot try to make it better. We cannot, Lord, manipulate it. Lord, I pray, forgive me for the times I've done it in any way, Lord God, in preaching and evangelistic meetings. Lord, such meetings, the result has been bad. Forgive me for playing with the souls of men and not preaching the gospel for what it is. Forgive me, oh God. I plead, oh God, for not proclaiming the gospel for what it is, oh God. Please have mercy on me and enable each one of us to get back to the truth, to get back to the gospel and preach for what it is. In Jesus' name, amen.
To be evangelists, oh God. Father, I bless you for teaching us tonight to be evangelists. I bless you, Father God, for giving us the clear method of doing it your way, oh God. Your way, your way, your way, oh Father God. Father, I bless you for showing us clearly that is through those two weapons, oh God. That prayer has to come first, oh God. Father, I pray specifically for myself that I will not stand in front of anybody anymore to pretend that I'm giving them the gospel without having prayed for them, oh Father God. Father, I pray that will sink in my heart and sink in the heart of everybody here, oh Lord. Father, many of us here are mothers or new mothers, oh Father God. None of us have a baby in our hands without the 9 month period, without the gestation, oh Father God. I pray, God, that we'll not pretend to go give the gospel to somebody without having a spiritual gestation period, oh Father God. Father, I pray, God, because no mother wants a stillborn child. I pray, God, that we'll not stand in front of somebody and give them a gospel that will make them a stillborn Christian, oh Father God. Father God, help us, oh God. Help us, help us, help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You see, brethren, the evangelist is first of all a man of prayer. If he fails in the place of prayer, he will produce so many counterfeit conversions. The local assembly must be an evangelistic local assembly. That is an assembly that brings God down to convict people. An assembly that brings God down to convict people. There is evangelistic praying where they pray, bring God down to trouble the unbelievers, to trouble the unbelievers, to trouble the unbelievers. So that you go to an unbeliever who is glad you came. The Holy Spirit must trouble the unbeliever. The Holy Spirit must tear down the veil and expose the sin of the unbeliever. The unbeliever must be in a state where he wants the salvation of God. Then when you take the salvation of God, he will rejoice. He must be prayed to be troubled with his sin, troubled by his sin, troubled by his sin, troubled by his sin. The Holy Spirit must be moved to war against the unbeliever. So that he sees his lost condition. So that he sees the judgment of God hang upon him. His comfort must be disturbed. It is praying God down. Praying God down. So that a hunger for God looms over the area. God must be brought down. God must be brought down. So that a hunger for God looms over the city. So that a hunger for God looms over the city. If it's possible to pray around a house, to pray around a house, to pray around a house, so that the Holy Spirit invades that house, the occupants, with a hunger for God before you go there. There must be trouble, there must be trouble, and only the Holy Spirit can trouble a man. The way to trouble people is through fasting and prayer. You fast and pray that their enjoyment will be disturbed, troubled. That their peace will be troubled. That their rest will be transformed into restlessness. When the unbeliever begins to say, God, send me someone to show me the way. You have won grounds in prayer and fasting. When the unbeliever begins to be the one who is looking for an answer, that is what prayer produces. Prayer converts the unbeliever who is satisfied in himself and with himself into a dissatisfied unbeliever who seeks God, seeks a way out. So that when you go, you are going with an answer. Then they will not start dribbling you. In the first contact, you go to meet the unbeliever in order to know how to pray him into restlessness. You bring spiritual starvation to him through prayer and fasting. Because when you take food to a hungry man, he will appreciate it. With a poor fasting life and a poor prayer life, one is a criminal evangelist. Because you cannot awaken the sinner. So in prayer, you bring God down to awaken him, to show him his deplorable condition. If we fail in the place of prayer, we have failed in the place of evangelism. Father, we plead in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead in the name of Jesus Christ that the eyes of the saints will be opened, O God. To see that God must be brought down to transform the unawakened sinner into a sinner desperate for the salvation of God. So that the gospel will come to a man who is seeking God as a solution. We need an entirely new work, new evangelistic work. Born in the place of prayer, where people are moved to hunger for God, to seek God's answer. The awakened sinner will no longer be satisfied with a church that is plain religion. We must conquer on our knees. We must conquer in the place of prayer. We must conquer in the place of fasting, then we will conquer as we go to people. But prayerless evangelists are dangerous men. Just one person to pray. That
Father, I thank you for this message. Lord, I thank you for this message, Lord, and for opening my eyes to see that anytime I've gone out to share the gospel to people without having first prayed, Lord, that I've begun to inoculate people, Lord, that I've brought them a false message, Lord, that I haven't won any battle in prayer. Father, I pray, Lord, that you'd help me to understand, Lord. Help me to truly understand that there's no point in going out to evangelize unless I've already won the battle in prayer, Father. Help me to see that, in fact, it's sin to go out and evangelize. It's wrong to go out and evangelize unless I've won the battle in prayer, Father. Unless I've already brought you down, and unless I've already made an unawakened sinner, become an awakened sinner by prayer, Father. Lord, help me, Lord, to truly have this message understood, Lord, so that I would never go out, Lord, in the power of my flesh to try to reason with people and try to convince them or make Jesus sound attractive or try to woo people to love Jesus for without causing them to be awakened to their own sin first. Father, I pray that you'd help me and help us, Lord, to always win the battle in prayer, Father, before we ever set foot, Lord, in the mission field. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ said, no one, that's John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I'll raise him on the last day. The Father draws in answer to prayer. The Father draws people to Christ in answer to prayer. Say, the Father draws people to Christ in answer to prayer. The Father draws people to Christ in answer to prayer. Until we have prayed the people to be, we have prayed the Father to draw the people to Christ, we labor in vain. The Lord again, it says in John chapter 6, verse 65, he went on to say, that is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him. The Father must enable the sinner to come to Christ for true conversion. No one can come to Christ unless the Father has enabled him. Those who come without the Father's enabling is counterfeit conversion. Those who come as the overflow of the Father's enabling, that's genuine conversion. And the Lord, the Father enables in answer to prayer. So again, brother, you see, when the prayer life is weak, all is lost. When the prayer life is weak, all is lost. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, no one can come to the Lord Jesus Christ unless the Father enables him. The Father enabled them. There must be the Father's enabling. Must be the Father's enabling. That is Father's enabling. No one can truly come to Christ. And the Father enables in answer to prayer. When the Father has enabled, when the word goes out, it goes like a bullet to strike the person to transform the unawakened sinner into the awakened sinner who cries, "Men, brethren, what must I do?" You see, the Philippian jailer, Acts chapter 16. Acts 16 verse 30. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Yea, that praying and that praise caused the earthquake and moved the man to ask, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" If they were in prison, sorry for themselves. And be wishing a better day. In prison, they were praying and singing hymns to God. In answer, God sent an earthquake. And this man who said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He was an awakened sinner. I beg you, brethren, may God open your eyes to the fact that you see that the Holy Spirit must convert the unawakened sinner to a awakened sinner. Then the awakened sinner will ask for the way of salvation. And then we will give him Jesus. There's such, there are no vigorous converts because there's no vigorous praying. There must be vigorous and sustained praying in order to produce vigorous and sustained converts. Are we together? That's why the believer must have finished with his own sins so that now he is carrying the burdens of the sins of others. You also see that's why for a radical evangelist, there's a radical praying woman or a radical praying man. An evangelist, your wife comes back tired from work. I come. You go there and say, "Oh, sinners, repent." They will come forward laughing. Nobody has prayed them to desperation. Nobody has prayed them to desperation. No one has prayed them to desperation. The whole day you are working, you are tired, then semi-tired, broken, you go and stand there in the evening and you are preaching an evangelistic message. Who has soaked it in prayer?
The church has 1.5 hours of praying a week, to which 20% of the members come. We should stop joking. We have joked enough. Let it stop. In Bujumbura, they have built a hall. It's a beautiful amphitheater. The pulpit, under it is a prayer room. When I first went there, when I was walking to the pulpit, I saw people moving, going, entering from that side. When I was praying, they were storming from behind, from under there. They were storming as I was praying. Master, things happened. In one visit, there were 77 miracles. They wrote the testimony like that. Because down, the thing was raised like that, under. When the preacher is praying, they are reinforcing from here, from down. Then the thing goes like a bullet. Because successful work is teamwork. There's no man who can alone pray enough to preach. Let's take a man who prays very much. He prays 6 hours a day for his message. And he prays 6 days. He has put 36 hours of prayer. Now, if 100 people pray for 2 hours, this is prayer hours. If you invest 36 prayer hours, another person has, you have a message that is backed by 36 prayer hours. Another one has a message backed by 200 prayer hours. Then another man does not pray at all. He prays 1 hour. One prayer hour. Some people, they don't even have 30 minutes prayer, half a prayer hour. Think about the impact. Everything depends upon whether God has been brought in or not. Isn't it? When God steps in, everything changes. When God steps in, everything changes. So the critical need of our generation is to bring God down. The critical need is to bring God down into our evangelism. The critical need is to bring God down into our teaching. The critical need is to bring God down into our preaching. The critical need is to bring God down into our praise, into our thanksgiving. We give their gifts to God, they don't pray that the gifts will produce great results. When you give $10,000 backed by 100 hours of prayer, that those $10,000 will produce a far-reaching work. The story is different. Some people think that, well, when I've given, I've done my own job. We thank God for those who give. But when they give, and bag the gifts, they soak the gifts in prayer. There's a man in this room who fasts before he gives. He fasts before he gives, begging God to take the gift. But I'm telling him and telling every others that there's another dimension. You fast and pray that the gifts would produce explosive results. In the ministry of giving, funds are released backed by fasting and prayer so that those funds will produce explosive results. Say it. In the ministry of giving, gifts are given backed by fasting and prayer so that those gifts will produce explosive results in the kingdom of God. That is new. I'm making that statement like that for the first time in my life. In the ministry of giving, the gifts are given, backed by heavy praying and heavy fasting, so that the gifts will produce devastating, so that the gifts will crush the kingdom of Satan and bring it to naught, and so that the gifts will build the kingdom of the coming king. So the giver becomes a spiritual imperialist, a determinant man, a determinant woman. You can see, brethren, that prayer is the determinant ingredient. Let two people pray and let's stop.
Father, we thank you for this truth also coming out, O God, so that we will conquer, Lord God, as far as evangelism is concerned, as far as soul winning is concerned, O God, that we will conquer in prayer, O God. Father, we pray, O God of heaven, Lord God, that will soak everything in prayer, O God. Bring you down to the people, O God. So that, Lord God, when you have come down to them, O God, and they are yearning, Lord God, for you, O God, we'll go there to give a word to people, O God, hunger for God, O God. What? Very, very hungry for you, desperate for God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that this strategy, O God, become life, oh God. Become second nature in the ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thank you for this message. Father, thank you, oh Lord, for being with us throughout this session and moving so mightily in our midst, oh God. Father, thank you, oh Lord, for once again opening our eyes, oh God, to the fact that the lost are won in prayer, that we ought to pray to transform unawakened sinners into awakened sinners who will gladly receive the gospels because they are desperate, because they have seen their condition, have seen what their sins has done to God's heart, the pain it has caused to God's heart. Father, we thank you for these truths, O Lord. We ask you, Lord, to protect them in our hearts. We pray that you will protect them, O Lord, in our hearts, even as we go away from here. Father, protect these truths in our heart, O God, and bless us to put them into practice. Bless us to put it into practice, O Lord, beginning even tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we bless you tonight for that wonderful revelation about the ministry of giving. Oh, Father, we pray that you write that revelation in our heart so it will not depart never again, Father. That in the ministry of giving, gifts that are backed by fasting and prayer produce explosive results. Oh, Father God, we cover that wonderful truth in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, today, Father, we depart from any kind of lightness in our life. So just to give, because you have to give, Lord, or without any investment in the prayer or in the fast. Father, tonight we take a new step with you, and we commit our heart, Father God, to give in prayer and fasting, Father. Father, we bless you for that wonderful revelation, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word to us this evening. Lord, I pray and I repent for little praying. And I ask, oh God, that you will help me to increase the quantity and the quality of my prayer life so that the ministry can grow better. Oh God, I take a decision today and I commit myself to pray more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. I hope that you are being blessed as much as I am being blessed by what we're hearing. We praise the Lord. What will happen right now is that we will go to dinner. The one thing was that we could not provide dinner in this place at the hotel simply because they will not allow us to have the meals at the times that we wanted. They wanted to fix us a time, and we thought and prayed very hard about it and decided that it wasn't good to be in a position where we have to stop the meetings to go to eat. And so the next best thing that we could do was to take those who wanted to be fed at the hotel. We will take you to a place nearby. It's 8 minutes away. That is happens to be open 24 hours a day, just on Friday nights and Saturday nights. And it was a great blessing that we found the place. So if you are one of those who registered and wanted meals at the hotel, simply head over very soon to the lobby and you'll just get your instructions from Brother Peter, who is sitting in. Peter, can you stand up? Stand up. Peter is back there. He will help you. And if you need any other help, you can talk to Anna or Sam, and all three will be coordinating to get. So it might take two or three trips to bring everybody over and back. So that's what will happen. So Anna, do you have any announcement? Anybody that needs to see you? No, come.
So if you are eating with the hotel, they just asked me to tell everyone breakfast. They don't want people taking the food out because it is a buffet. So just like normal buffets, you know, you're not supposed to take food because then you can take food with you and take as much as you want. Anyway, so yeah, so please try to honor that for these people. Yes, and if I could talk to you, and that's about it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Let me say something. Tomorrow is the spirit. It is. We have prepared all the grounds. We have prepared all the grounds. We are now going to concentrate on the descent of the power. Because we must live here filled with the Holy Spirit.
go and change all the states and go and change every nation that we represent. Amen. So pray along those lines. In fact, so that we lift the cases to the Lord before Sunday morning when we minister to the sick. You are going to leave your disease here and go without it, because a disease is not God's packet of blessing to his children. It's a work of the enemy. It should be resisted.
All right. I will ask Brother Joseph from Maryland to close us.
Let's pray. Our dear Lord, we thank you for having brought us to this hour of the meeting, Lord. We bless you for all that which has taken place under your guidance to this moment, Lord. Lord, we pray that as we disperse, you will go with each one of us and you protect the gains that we have made this night. And we ask that you will bring us back tomorrow, rested and refreshed to start a new day, Lord. And we pray that all that which you have planned for us for tomorrow will effectively come to pass, Lord. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We start at 9 a.m.
This is the conclusion of the message.